Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. Have you noticed how fast time seems to be moving? The Bible says we have to understand the signs of the time. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel shares today's message. It's about that time.
Look at this. Let's go to Romans. Romans 1, 16, 17. Pastor, can you read that one for us, please?
Romans 1, 16, 17
says. Look what it says. Come on.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Say that
again. For I am not ashamed.
I believe you, Pastor.
Of the gospel of Christ.
Shannon, for hey, when we went to India, she would not be quiet. My son said,
power.
Look, when y'all go to India, they're going to lock both of y'all up if mom come up there with that Bible. And that's just what she did.
Not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greeks. For in it, the righteousness, I'm getting ready to shout. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That sounds so good. You see, that's our assignment. That's our assignment, just as it was Jesus' assignment, right? We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what the word says. For it is the power of God to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, but also for the Greek. That's what it says. Everyone who believes in this, they got power. Everyone who believes in the word can come out of addiction. Everyone who believes in the word can be an overcomer. Everyone, it's in the word. Everyone who has a problem mentally, you really can come out. I know some people that were anxious and getting ready to be on not depressants. What's the other one? Anxiety pill. The uppers? What do you call them? But anyway, once they got with Jesus, guess what? They were healed. The Lord said, call them and give them these scriptures. And guess what? They came back and said, I feel 100% better. And threw the pills away that the doctor, that the drug man had given them. You know what this word says, it right here, it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the power of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. And in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it's written, the just shall live by faith. Huh? We live by the word of God. It's nourishment to us. It's strength to us. It's healing to us. And that's why we have to spread this thing. See, the devil doesn't want people to know that they don't have to go and spend all their money on some psychologist for his drugs, the same drug he taking, he giving them to you. They don't want you to know that you can go to the Lord and get this thing. You ain't got to tear up your liver. You don't have to mess up your kidneys, that you can go to the Lord and get this thing. They don't want you to know that. But it's absolutely true. In it, the power of God to salvation. You know what that means? You're not just healed now, baby. You're healed all the way to eternity. You're not just going to have a, he's not just going to get you through now, but you got a mansion in heaven. And all this comes from the power of the word of God. That's why this is the Great Commission. He says you got to be committed to something great. You commissioned to something great. You just joined the most exclusive club you could ever join. This is a great commission. It's not just a good commission. It's not just an all right commission. It's a great commission. Does that make sense? We sometimes don't see it that way. But I'm telling you, in these days and time, we better know what great commission is. I'm committed to talk about this thing. I'm committed to walk about this thing. I don't care where you are. Even in the gym. Talk about it. Sweat about it. Jesus. I tell you, a better workout than this after you do your 20 push-ups. Tell them about Jesus. That's the topper. Absolutely. This word says it right here. The just shall live by faith. You're living by faith. The devil doesn't want that, you all. Just keep this in mind. That's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Take heed now. This is why this is the last thing he told them. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you in Acts 1:8. And you shall be witnesses for me. Because now you got the power. You got the power to change the complexion of a room. You got the power to change your family life. You got the power to help your nephews and nieces who are out there on street corners. You got the power in you to go up to a group of gangbangers and pray and witness to them. And they'll see it in you. They'll feel it in your spirit. Devil doesn't want that. Wants us scared. Oh, them boys down the street, I can't go out the house. No. We're overcomers in the word of God. Huh? He said, you're salt and light. You season the room when you come in. Things taste different. Things look different. Things sound different because of the word of God. That's what the Great Commission is about. We don't understand that. Sometimes we got to be reminded, see? Now we're ready to go out and witness, huh? Now we're ready to make a difference. Watch this. Take us, Pastor, to 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 20, please. 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 20. If you don't know who you are or where you are, watch this. Watch this.
2 Corinthians 5:18 mm-hmm. to 20
mm-hmm.
Read tells
that,
us. Now all things are of God, mm-hmm. who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Uh-huh.
That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, mm-hmm. not imputing their trespasses to them,
mm-hmm.
and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
Uh-huh.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. All right. Now, notice that in verse 18, it says that Christ has given us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, the ministry of bringing the lost back to their creator. That's what to be reconciled means, to be brought back into the fold, to be brought back into right standing. God said, He created man in his image. He wants us to be brought back to that image, brought back to that mindset. Huh? Not the mindset of the world, but the mind of God. Huh? That the holiness of God, the purity of God. When we have the purity of God, we can look at a woman and see her as a beautiful creation of the Lord. We can see a sister as our sister and not try to run games on people, right? Huh? Because we see them in the image of God. You want to help somebody, not take advantage of people. All these things come into play. He said right here, right in this scripture, all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. Again, the Great Commission. God wants us spreading his word. But watch this. Can we spread the word if we're not living the word?
No.
Oh, boy. Can we spread? I'm going to look at the camera because I don't know who's going to see this. Can we spread the word if we're not living the word? Well. I didn't mean to say a bad thing. This scripture says that we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassador. You know, an ambassador is, you represent somebody. They usually have a sash across their chest. You get diplomatic immunity sometimes when you're an ambassador. I represent the king of Spain in Guatemala. That town, and you're the ambassador. But it says that we are ambassadors for Christ as though God, Jesus himself, were pleading through us. Pleading through us. That means to tell somebody, okay, about Christ. That means to show somebody, to lead somebody, to help somebody to get to Christ as though he were pleading through us. He said, I died for you. I've set you up. You represent me. Now go and do what you're supposed to do, and I'm going to watch you do it. Jesus says, he's pleading through us, would you please do the job that I told you to do? Would you represent me? That's what this is saying. Lead somebody to Christ. Help somebody get to Christ. Show somebody Christ. That's what God's word says. So when I ask if we were really lined up with his word, don't stone me. Just look at what the word says. Just listen to what the Bible says in this scripture. Jesus is telling us right there, we're ambassadors for Christ. He says, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Please come to the Lord. You're going to need him more than he needs you. Please come to the Lord. There is an answer for you. There is a solution to your problem. Have you tried Jesus? No. I don't mean just going to church and saying hallelujah. Have you tried Jesus? Have you talked to Jesus? Have you lived in Christ? Well, I've been in Christ since I was four. No. Do you know him? Have you been taken to the mat? Has your back been up against the wall where you forsook everything else and said, I'm going to stand on the word of God, sink or swim, I'm going with Jesus, even if I have to die? Has it gotten to that point? Have you been stripped down and reduced to your lowest terms like a fraction and let God build you up again into something great? Huh? In his strength, not in your strength. Have you learned that it's not about money and stuff? Did he make you sell your car, your house? Did he take that job away from you to get you to a point to say, I'm an ambassador for Christ now because I know what it's about. I've sat with him. That's what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Pastor, take us to James 1:22-25, please, and read that one for us.
James 1:22.
See, we want to know. Go
to
ahead.
25. And the word says, but be doers of the word.
That's where I want to get to.
And not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Mm-hmm. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Mm-hmm. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Mm-hmm. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
Oh, that's very important. That's very important. Thank you, Pastor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Of course it does. It makes sense. Okay. This is key when it comes to representing God. These are key scriptures. When we're thinking about representing God, this is key, especially verse 25, which says that when you are a doer of God's work, okay, which means when you conduct yourself as a true born-again believer who not only speaks the word but lives that word, huh? This is very important. When you do that, you'll be blessed in what you do. See? Now you can say I'm blessed and highly favored. See? Because now you're walking in it. You represented him. All right? He says, when it's like that, he says, and you're not a forgetful hearer. Some people hear the word and they forget about it as soon as you put something else in their ear. They leave the church and they go out and do other things. They use a different language when they get outside. Huh? Them cuss words just start coming back into their heads. Huh? They start talking all kinds of slang and different things like the world because they left the church. Okay? See, the problem was they came into the church, but the church didn't come into them. See, you got to have the church in you, okay? You can't be a forgetful hearer. You got to be a doer, and the only way to do it is to have Jesus in you. It says to go through Jesus Christ. So it says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. As soon as he turns away, he forgets about it. Like you just learning something to take a test, and now after the test is over, you forget about it. No, we want to be transformed, like Brother Terry was saying in Romans 12:2. You be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's what we're talking about, right? So when you're a doer of the work, it says, when you conduct yourselves as a true, saved, born again believer who not only speaks the word of God but lives it, you will be blessed in what you do. That's the payoff. You'll be blessed in what you do when you do that. All right? That's what it says. Verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Again, I bring to you Proverbs 16:3, which says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. He said, do the work. Stop thinking. Do the work. Stop fretting. Do the work. Get busy. Do what I told you. Don't listen to them. Do what my word says. When you commit your works to the Lord, then your thoughts will be established. That's what he's saying. Don't think about it. There's going to be something to interrupt you, to keep you from thinking about God's work. There's going to be somebody that's going to distract you. As soon as you say you're not going to the club anymore, somebody's going to call you up to go to the club. They're going to talk about you, tell you you're doing holy dancing, but they want you to come to the club and twerk. Huh? Somebody's going to mess with you. But he says, but he who does the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. That means to do everything as unto the Lord. You're going to be blessed. Even if you make a mistake, you're going to be blessed in what you do. Even if you show up late, you're still going to be blessed for what you do. If what you're doing is for the Lord, he's going to reward you. He's going to bless you because you're his ambassador. That's what this is. It's not rocket science. We just have to put it together and stay with it, okay? When you conduct yourselves as a true, saved, born-again believer. But you really have to live it. There's no faking it when it comes to working for the Lord. There's no faking it when it comes to Jesus. Pretty soon you're going to be exposed. There's a lot of folks being exposed nowadays. Have you noticed? There are a lot of people exposed. Nowadays, they're making up all kinds of excuses, but a lot of people being exposed because the Lord said, I gave you time to get it right, and you're still doing this, okay? There's no faking it when you're with the Lord, okay? Let me give you an example of how important that ministry is to God. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Pastor, because I don't hear this much, but I want to put this scripture out so you all can hear it. 2 Corinthians 6:3-10. 2 Corinthians 6:3-10. Chapter 6 in 2 Corinthians. Just read verse 3-10, Pastor.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, mm-hmm. verses 3-10 tells us, we give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed.
Listen to this.
But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, uh-huh. and much patience. And tribulations, and needs, and distresses, and stripes, and imprisonments, and turmoils, and labors, and sleeplessness,
fasting.
And fastings,
by purity,
by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand, on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report, by good report, as deceivers and yet true. As unknown and yet well known,
as dying
and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always, hallelujah, rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now how does that grab you?
Glory to God.
Do we understand what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
God is saying that come what may, we are to represent ourselves
as ministers,
ta-da,
ambassadors,
the representatives,
light of the Lord.
Okay,
hallelujah.
Of Christ. This is
glory
such a powerful scripture right here.
No matter what.
It says we cannot
what?
Afford to give offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. In
nothing.
Anything. That's
nothing.
What it says. That our ministry may not be blamed. That means you can't afford to cause people to stumble.
Can't afford it. Can't afford it.
Somebody pull in front of you and curse you out. You can't afford to take off your sash and curse them out. Because you represent Jesus. They give you the bird. You got to say tweet, tweet, and just keep driving.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
That's what we have to do. It's saying it right there. This is a powerful scripture. I don't know if we realize. I'm just telling you all this in case you missed it.
Don't give offense.
But this is what it means to follow Jesus when you said, come into my life. Did you know that it meant this? You probably didn't. I didn't know it meant this.
Surrender
but I
all.
Know now. So what are we going to do? Okay.
All.
It says we give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things
all
we commend
things.
Ourselves as ministers of God in much patience,
much
tribulations,
much.
Right? In needs and stress, distresses and tumults and fastings and sleeplessness and prayer. You still have to say, I'm with Jesus.
Praise God.
Huh? It says, as chastened. As dying, yet behold, we live.
Yes.
What does that mean? As dying, yet behold, we live. That
yes.
means you might just want to die, but he's going to keep you alive.
Yeah,
he'll bring you back
work.
From the pit, and you still have to walk in it.
Yeah,
that means you
Lord.
Could have a dreadful disease, diabetes, cancer. You still got to pray
got
for somebody
work.
Else.
Hallelujah.
Huh? That's what it means. As dying,
Minister.
Yet behold, we live.
Hallelujah.
As chastened, yet not
got
killed. That means that the Lord will spank you, but you're not
got
dead yet. So you keep praising him.
Got
because you
do.
Are his ambassador,
got work
as chastened
to do.
And not killed,
yes, got work
as
to do.
Sorrowful, yet always having
got
joy.
Work to do.
You ain't got a place to stay, but you still joyful and waving
got
at people,
work to
saying
do.
Hallelujah.
Got
as,
work
as
to
having
do.
Nothing, yet possessing all things.
Praising him.
I saw a man on the street every day I went to work in San Francisco. I would drive, park my car about four blocks away and get some workout going in and just... And plus, I didn't want to pay that garage fee. But so I parked four blocks away, and there was a man who was laying on the street every day. And I would go past him and pray for this man, and he had a cardboard box. And one day I got off work early, because when I got to work, it was like 5 in the morning, it was dark, and he'd be in there huddled up, and I could never see his face. And I always say, oh, that poor man, that man... He's got it bad, and I would pray for him, and go, I said, I should leave some money there, but somebody will take it or something, you know. And one day I got off early, and it was the sun was out like now, and it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He was awake, and I got to see his face. The man was sitting there with his legs crossed, humming, reading the Bible, Like, this is my home. This is where I live. I'm all right because I got the word of God with me. That's what it means when it says it's being poor, yet possessing all things. Here's a I learned from that. This man is living in a cardboard box. Why is he joyful? Why is he happy? Because he's a servant of the Lord. He ministered to me and didn't even know it. Come on now. This is what this is saying. This is strong medicine right here. In labors and sleeplessness and fasting. Yes. When you can't sleep, when things are on your mind, you still got to be strong in the Lord. Yes. Ain't that right, Mama Gilbert? She's been through it. Come on now. Look how good she looked. Yes. Still in it. Come on. Yes. From day one. She raised some big old boys. Hey, don't let that little lady fool you. She raised some strong people. Champion martial artists come from that little lady right there. I'm telling you. So, this is what this is saying. That this word, that we give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. Even if we should be poor, even if we should be beat up, shot up, knocked down, locked down, lied to, spied on, lied on, whatever the case may be. We still stand as ministers of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what state we're in, no matter our circumstances, we are a blessed people. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of It's About That Time with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is-